Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, you know how we do it. I'm so excited that you decided to join the show today. So excited to be here, guys. Listen, while you're here, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And you know how I like to kick off the show, guys. Before we get started, I got to give a huge props, biggest shout out to my best supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. Everybody knows your name. I know you're watching. I know you are listening. Listen, guys, I say this all the time, but I truly, truly mean it. I'm so glad that everyone has decided to join the show today. And as you can see, I got a special guest. I'm going to bring them on. But before I do, I got to do this, guys. Amazing things are happening here with TMG. And it's happening because of listeners and viewers like you. Yeah, it wouldn't be happening, guys, if you hadn't pushed us over the top. Listen, I say this all the time. The show is being heard in countries all around the world. Indonesia, Paraguay, Chile, Japan, China, you name it. TMG is being heard everywhere, guys. And I'm so grateful that you tune in each week right here, usually 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. But because I got a special guest, we chose to do a little bit different today. So, guys, thank you. And if this is your first time tuning in, your first time listening to the show, thank you. Guys, so you guys have pushed us over the top. You guys have made TMG something really special and really wonderful. And whether you're in your car listening or at home, you made this happen. Guys, I have to begin to say thank you to a couple of new people, some corporate sponsors. I know, right? Who would have thought? So two sponsors who decided to join up with TMG. Tell me something, guys. One of the first sponsors, guys, I'm really excited about. I actually use their products all the time. So I was super excited when they decided to join in. One of the sponsors, guys, is Belkin. Yeah, Belkin. Belkin actually is an accessories technology company, man. And listen, they are all over the map, all over the country, everywhere. If you have any type of smart device, smartphone, smart tablet, please check them out for your upcoming holiday gifts with Belkin. I'm going to put a direct link in the chat so that way you can go ahead and click it. And also, the other corporate sponsor, guys, that's right, that is not a mistake. Walmart has decided to partner and join up with TMG, and that's all because of you guys. You made this happen. You made these good things happen because you listened to the show. So give yourselves a round of applause. Guys, listen, I know you're excited. You see this wonderful guest that I got here. You're waiting for me to be quiet so I can introduce them. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Today's topic, guys, if you did not catch it, is why not me? Yeah, why not me? If I can look and see somebody else doing it, why not me? If someone else can change their life, why not me? Listen, the leap from dream to reality depends on what we do in between the leaps. Well, because we live our lives in between the leaps. Everyday life happens in between that leap. Each one of us has a dream and has dreams of going from where we are to where we want to be. We want to be able to take this dream we have and shift it and leap into reality. But everything happens in between the leap. Life happens, bills happen, school happens, children happen, jobs happen, career changes, pandemics happen in between the leap. So leap, we need to learn to leap from one thing, from our dreams to our reality. And because our life is positioned in between the leaps, we live every day, we live our everyday lives in between the leaps. And it's what happens in between those leaps that ultimately determines if we will remain where we are or take another leap. Because our very special guest today is someone who knows all about taking that leap. And they also understand that taking this leap won't always come easy, but we can make it worth it. Our guest on the show today is Kara Shobot. She is an entrepreneur, single mom who has transformed her life and taking incredible leaps and going from dream to reality. Get on here, girl. Tell us about yourself. How you doing?
Hi. What a great introduction. Okay. I feel like I'm queen of the world now.
Well, you are. You are.
It's a great way to start a Thursday night.
Absolutely. No better way to start off Thursday night than on TMG.
Yeah, exactly. There's no better way.
Well, look, I know all about you. I know all about you. We've talked, but some of my guests may not know about you. So please fill us in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So we have had some very good conversations. Let me know if I'm rambling. You can tell me. Where I am now, it started a while ago. I was in university. I studied abroad in France for part of my degree. Met my boyfriend. Went back to France after I graduated. Got a job. Married the boyfriend. Got pregnant. And then, unfortunately, he turned abusive. So I had just lost my job because it was in March 2020. I was working for an import-export company, and then all the borders shut down, so I was made redundant. And then, you know, you find out you're pregnant, you find out that your husband isn't the man that you thought he was, and you're in a foreign country, isolated from your support system. So I credit my child, who I didn't know if she was a boy or a girl at the time, for making me care about what happened to me. She was the kick in the butt that I needed to, despite everything that was going on at home, to my support system, to my family, who didn't know what was going on because I didn't tell them. It was those feelings of shame. I chose this man to be my husband. My parents have been married 30 years this year, and my grandparents 60 years. And so that's the example I had, and that's what I wanted for myself. So I was just ashamed and felt like a failure and struggling with a difficult pregnancy and all the other things that are thrown at you in life. Did that. Separated from my husband, thankfully, because the thing is, when you're in an abusive relationship, when you realize what's happening, because sometimes it takes a second, because abuse isn't always just physical abuse, like, oh, he broke her.
Correct. Absolutely.
It's isolating you from your support system, isolating you financially, making you entirely dependent on him financially, you know, putting up even cameras in the house because he wanted to, you know, those little cameras like watch your dog while you're away. Well, he used to watch me instead. So it's just, there's a lot of that stuff. And I didn't realize it was abuse. I grew up in a really happy, healthy household. And I never had to recognize those red flags. So when my therapist finally helped me understand that what was going on is abusive, it actually took a year, a full year, to leave him, essentially. Just because they start getting suspicious about you. Like, oh, why did you do this thing? Why did you do that thing? You know, why are you talking to your parents so much? I told you they're bad for our relationship and you need to keep what's going on between us and not tell anyone else anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, maybe, I don't know. I've never been married before. But yeah, so got home, back to the US in a pandemic, got rid of the abusive husband. I was still pregnant at the time, got a new job, had a baby via C-section. So single mom, new job, new baby in the middle of a very messy divorce with an abusive ex-husband.
In the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of a pandemic. You know what? Why not? Just add a couple sprinkles just for funsies.
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't working. I mean, and when you start a new job in the US, you only get so much sick time and so much vacation time.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
Yeah. And when you have a newborn, they have a lot of appointments. And then the daycares are just closed random weeks out of the year, which is, that's what schools do too, kind of. They're more open in the summer. But I was at the time making like $25 an hour, but the going rate for a babysitter is $20 an hour.
So you're only making like $5 an hour.
And you got to pay, you know, the car payment because you can't get anywhere without a car.
Right.
In, you know, I mean, you don't know, in small town USA, and you have, I'm very fortunate and had a support system in a place that could and would financially help me out. So if I was missing that in between for the daycare payments, because you still pay full price for the daycare payments as well as the sitter, and then you got your bills, your car, your all of it. So it wasn't working, and I ended up switching jobs to another one, which was a little bit better. It was salary, but I just found out that they make you work more hours. And so even if you're getting paid more, it's not more. And again, it just was not working. As a single mom who, well, yes, I do have the support of my parents. That's not, it's their grandchild, you know, their grandparents. She is not their responsibility, and they do help out on occasion, but sometimes they can't. They both work full-time jobs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and my, I'm a little bit of an introvert. Like, I didn't have physical around me friends. I had internet friends and, like, you know, book club friends online.
I know, right? You in the whole world, okay?
Yeah, exactly. But they can't. The thing is, they can't help you when you need some help, you know, physically. And everyone's like, what is it? I had a word and I completely forgot what it was. That's what's happened since I had a baby. I put my car keys in the fridge the other day. So
at least you knew where they were. I've lost so many cars.
That's true. That is true. Yes. It's been like that since I've had her. And she's 18 months old now. And she still doesn't sleep through the night. So whoever told you they would after a couple months is lying. So, but
they're, I mean, awake.
Yeah, no, it works though, because like you're talking about that leap of faith, that those things that scare you. I knew what I needed out of my life. And what I needed out of my life was where I could work my business around the needs of my child, because I had to pick her up. I had to drop her off. I had, you know, doctor's appointments. If she's sick, she can't do daycare. So all of that stuff. And then, you know, I had to take care of me. When you're in an abusive relationship, you get a lot of health issues, and that can manifest mentally, like in, you need to see a psychiatrist, or actually physically, like traumatic events, apparently, can cause celiac disease. So a lot of women, after they give birth, they develop celiac disease, which is a gluten allergy. And gluten is everything. It's a bacon. I didn't know that. So
let me guess, you love bacon?
Yeah, I know. You have to buy gluten-free bacon, and it just does not taste the same.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Listen, I only want to imagine. Okay? I don't want to taste it. I only want to imagine.
I don't recommend it. But then, that comes with the financial thing again, because gluten-free stuff is a lot more expensive, and you get smaller portions. So a loaf of gluten-free bread is like three-fourths the size of a regular loaf of bread.
I know, right?
And the loaf itself is half. And then it's like, double the price of a regular one. So that adds on to your expense and your stress and needing to take care of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the decision was kind of made for me. It wasn't working, so I needed to figure out something that does work. And what worked was going off on, the beaten path, not the typical avenue of success,
starting your own business. Right.
Because your own business, you can work at it at night in the off hours when your baby's awake during the day and you need to take care of her because she's sick and out of daycare again. She goes to sleep. You're used to sleep deprivation, so you work through the business at night.
So you're already awake anyway.
Yeah, I mean, after a while, it gets to be a habit,
But, your story, when we hear it, and I know the listeners are hearing it, they're typing in chat. And here's the thing, your story gives voice to so many people. Okay, and you need to understand that. Am I right, guys? I know you watching. I know you guys, you are listening. And if you are in chat, which I know you are, go ahead and type in chat. And just let her know that her story is giving voice to so many people, because everyone knows someone or knows someone that knows someone who's been through similar situations. So you're not by yourself, And I know when we are in those traumatic situations, we tell ourselves that we're the only one dealing with it. No one else is facing this. It's just only us, only us. And the truth is, everybody knows someone that has dealt with something like this. And Deb Brandon says, yeah, facts, absolutely. And so we all know someone who has dealt with some things like this, and it's been tough. It is not easy. And you're navigating this personal situation. You're navigating, the pregnancy, and then you get the pandemic just to sit on top, like the cherry on top of it is a pandemic. And Erica, hey, Erica, how you doing, girl? Erica's encouraging you. She said, your voice is giving voice to many people right now. You and I talked earlier about a whisper, and when you deal with things like this, you begin to feel like a whisper. You begin to feel like you're hushed, you're an overtone. When you enter into a room, no one really pays your attention. You are a whisper. And I told you, I said, a whisper can be a very powerful thing. Someone can come and whisper something to you in your ear, and it, oh man, wow. And it just grabs your attention. And what you have to understand that your story, you are that whisper that wakes everything up. You are the whisper that encourages somebody. You are the whisper that gets somebody else back going. Don't ever take your story lightly. Don't ever waste your story, because your story is the whisper that can turn things around. Yeah, Brandon says a whisper can be the loudest words you hear. Tell her, Brandon. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm not crying because he told me this in the pre-conversation, and then I had a good old cry then. But yeah, that's one of the things. It's like so many people are silent, either A, because they're not ready to relive their trauma and not healed from it, or they just want to leave it in the past. And I get that. I understand it. But I also want to speak out. And because, that whisper, and when you're all alone in that dark room, here's how close it came. The abuse came. I almost came home in a pine box and not on an airplane seat.
Wow.
Twice. So, yeah, it got close. And just having that, I'm not alone. There's someone else who's, as wild and weird as this situation is, other people have had this experience and gone through it, and they came out the other side alive. So, and now I was scared to be an entrepreneur. I remember saying in university, I was studying for a class, and I was like, yeah, that entrepreneur idea sounds great. Make, you know, make your own hours, make your own money, work for yourself, all that, but it's too risky. And now here I am 10 years later doing it anyway. So there's that. And just because I had no choice. And so what I like to do is, I think a lot of the education system sets us up for failure when it comes to entrepreneurship, because they don't educate you about it either in school or in university. Because if you get a business degree, it's about working in someone else's business, not starting your own, none of that. And there's a little, like, always a little option path, like entrepreneur, but it's not nearly enough.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I it's frustrating. If I could go back and do it again, I wouldn't go to university. It's, yeah. And a lot of jobs nowadays, you don't actually need a college degree. Like, if they give you 2 good weeks of training, you'd be fine. But no, they want a college degree now. Anyway, that's another story. But
that's another episode. That's a whole new episode you're talking about.
Yes.
A whole new one.
But
a whole new episode.
So one of the things that I want to do is give people the knowledge that they're not given. And so a lot of people are scared to lose their job or change their job because I won't have insurance. What's going to happen? I won't have this income. What's going to happen? And so I take a look at what are practical options for you to get your business set up for success as quickly as possible and to get you started on setting up from success from the beginning. You don't fall into those pit holes, you know, just spinning in circles saying, oh, mm-hmm. I need to develop this logo or I need to pick out my brand colors. And that's not important in the beginning, especially if it's service-based. What you need to focus on is sales, because you need revenue. And then after revenue, you need profit so you can keep doing this. So those are the primary things to focus on. But that's one of the things I do, and how to get insurance as a new business owner. It's actually really easy and pretty mm-hmm. good insurance through the marketplace. So if you have a job change, either you quit your job or, you know, they let you go, or you just decide to start your own business and that's why you left your job, you can go on the marketplace whenever you do that and get small business owners insurance, health insurance for you and your family. And so that's one of the big scary things people talk about most when they start their new business. So that's just something that, one of the many things that you can address easily. It's just people have a hard time finding out the truth from everything that comes out of Google. There's so much information.
Don't even get Brandon started on Google. Brandon, stay away from that server. Oh, geez. You know, there is so much. Unpacking what you're saying, and man, I never thought about what you just said. You said you go to business school and they really don't teach you entrepreneurship. They teach you how to join into someone else's vision, how to get a job working for someone else, and then maybe 20 years down the road think about entrepreneurship. And I begin to think about that. How many businesses could have started earlier?
How many businesses could have succeeded? Because like 1 in 5 within their first year will fail. Mm. And I mean, if they knew what to avoid, to just not, you know, don't spend, you're going to get a lot of spam, because as soon as you sign up for your LLC or your business name, the government, at least the government here and multiple other states, have sold that information to a bunch of different companies, and you get a bunch of different companies from California and Florida and your state.
Oh,
and
other trust states. Me, I know. Yeah. I'm in Alabama with you.
I know. So you're getting those things, these, like, you have to display this law for all your employees, and it must be posted in your office or you'll be fined, whatever. And then you read the fine print and it says, you can get this from free in the government website. It's like, you have to pay $100, and if you don't, you could face criminal charges. And it's like, oh my God. Like, you have to face the spam of the government as well. So filtering out literally all the BS from legal systems, the government, what you actually need to get and stay successful is it can be difficult. And so I've kind of run that gauntlet for other people.
People like that you're running that gauntlet for people. So let me ask you, and I know everybody, I'm answering the chat and showing the chat. People are really loving what you're saying here. Listen, so I'm going to ask you a question. Yes. So you are an entrepreneur and a mom, all right? Yes. These are two of the toughest jobs ever. I don't care what anyone says. These are two of the toughest jobs anyone can have, being a parent. And then you say, oh, wait, I'm going to be an entrepreneur also. What? All right, so these are some of the toughest jobs. We heard about what started, how you became where you are. What made you want to do what you do?
So I never actually thought I would be a mom. That was a surprise. That was like, if I imagined myself in 20 years, I wasn't like, oh, I have a kid. So that was like do or die. And I feel like being an entrepreneur is the same, because I got to use this business to support this baby that I had no idea. Like, they sent me home from the hospital with no instructions.
Like, what?
Can you do that? Like, they give you a fridge and they got instructions with it, but you're sending me home with a baby from a hospital and there's no instructions.
No booklet. No Google search will help you with this.
No. You got to figure it out. And I guess that's just the attitude that you do. You have to go in wanting to learn. Well, not just wanting to, you have to learn. There's no other option. And it's just, you know, trial and error. You got to be aware that there are going to be those days where everything goes wrong.
And everything.
Yeah. I mean, everyone likes to hear a good success story, but no one actually wants to go through the pits that make up a good success story.
Oh, and so that's
something I like to talk about, because a lot of coaches are, you know, I'll teach you how to do this. It's like, make six figures in a year, which is awesome. But what about what did they have to go through to make it there? Do they talk about, you know, those nights where you haven't slept in three days, you're taking care of your kid, you're talking to a potential new client, you've got like three kinds of body fluids on you because it's a baby. And she's screaming while you're trying to talk to a client. And then also your website needs fixed because there's a bug in the code and you don't even know how to code. So it's just
code. Like, what you mean code? What is code?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't know. A code is, it's a coat. I'm cold. That's what I'm doing. It just doesn't make any sense. And so it's knowing how to get through those difficult and hard days and just keep going. And it's, you know, all right, this didn't work. Next thing, it's not a failure. You didn't fail. It just didn't work. Time to go to the next thing. Because what works for someone else does not always work for you. So you have to do what works for you. Everything, you and your business will be unique. And so what worked for them, if you follow that, maybe that the large plans, but then they tell you don't eat rice and your business will succeed. So you gotta find the value from what other people who have gone before you have done. And then understand what you need from your business. Because other people, like, okay, you want six figures a year. This person's done six figures a year. But that's all they wanted. You want to be able to have a business that supports your child. Correct. So maybe you're not focusing just on making six figures, because you've got to get your kid up for, what is it, daycare, feed them, pack their lunch, all that stuff.
Exactly.
So your time is just focused. You just have to identify for you what your goals are and what needs to happen to reach those goals, and break it down to like micro steps. Like, if it's wake up, get out of bed, make your kid lunch for daycare, take him to daycare, and then maybe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get a shower because you work better if you feel clean.
Right, right.
Those are great steps. Knock them off. So your goals don't have to be, I have to be the next millionaire.
Right.
It can be like, I want right now, for me, my goal is to make a living so I can support my daughter. And once I reach that goal, awesome. My next goal is, I don't know, you know, travel to Brazil on a weekend because I feel like it and I can just sign my daughter out of school for that.
Absolutely.
Later.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to read some of these comments because your story, again, I told you this and I talked. I said, your voice is ringing bells to people. Erica wrote this, and Erica said, you don't fail. You only find ways how not to do it again. So you didn't fail. So to all of those who are listening who felt like, man, I'm a whisper among people, and to your point, Carr, we see all these phenomenal stories of, hey, I got a 6-step program, and you'll have a 6 figures in 1 year or in 30 days. Yeah, for them, because if you do it, give them your money, yeah, they will have 6 figures in 30 days. Exactly. I'm not saying some of these programs aren't legit, they don't work. I'm just saying what you're saying. Take it in steps. The best way to climb or master a flight of stairs is one step at a time. I don't care how many steps they are, but the best way to master a flight of stairs is one step at a time. And life is a flight of stairs. We take it one step at a time. And before you know it, you'll be on top and you'll be like, oh, wow, man, I made it up here. I didn't even know I could do it. You'll look back at the first step you started at and you'll be on the top and don't even realize it.
Yeah, that's 100%, because I don't know about anyone else, but since university, I used to run track and field, and I haven't been doing that. And so it used to feel so easy, and now you're going back to that, oh man, I'm out of breath after like 100 meters. So it's like that. Those 100 meters are going to be hard at first. Same for anything else in life, learning a new skill, which running a business is a skill in and of itself. The service you offer is a different skill. Mm-hmm. So you've got to become the accountant, the IT guy, the sales,
everything,
customer service. And then, you know, if you're, I don't know, offering accounting services, you have to be a CPA certified accountant as well. And so it's continuous learning, a lot of late nights.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's the feeling of working for the benefit, financial, you know, time flexibility, or just building something for yourself instead of for the betterment of someone else and, I don't know, someone else's job. Like, they get hired because you did good work.
Right. Correct.
I feel like that balances it out. I really enjoy working. You know, anything I do is for me. Cool.
I like that. Mr. Question. So we've talked. We had a lot of talks. And guys, let me tell you something. Who you see now, Kara, is absolutely amazing. Wonderful person. This is her right here, guys. I'm telling you, she's not putting on. She's just as wonderful. So we were mentioning earlier. We were mentioning earlier about taking leaps. And when I hear your story, all I hear are these leaps that you're taking. You went from one area in your life where you had this traumatic thing happening, and you leaped from that. Had a child. Didn't know he was going to have a child at that soon, but you leaped from that. And you went from living here in the United States to living abroad, and you leaped from that. Your entire life, you have been taking these monumental, huge leaps of faith. And listen to you talk now, you're really telling us how to take the next leap. You know, the next leap doesn't have to be the biggest leap, but it does have to be a leap. So we were mentioning earlier about taking leaps, and every one of us, each one of us comes to a point where we must make similar choices. We're going to have to come. I don't care who you are, where we are. We're going to come to the point where you're going to decide whether you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it, or you're just going to be, or you're just going to be a dreamer. You're just going to dream about it, or it's going to become a reality. I know we have Frederick A. Burks on here. He had a business. He took a leap. A lot of us may be thinking about things like that, but we struggle with some of the personal things that you talked about. Well, the shame of everybody knowing what happened in my life, or the shame of this going on, or feeling like that whisper again. Yeah. So we all mentioned about taking your leaps, and we all kind of come to that point where we must face similar choices. What are some leaps you've made that you would say are some of your better ones since starting your business?
Since starting my business. Okay, this is going to be really hard. Also, I have been in multiple years of therapy, and I have a psychiatrist who helps me through these things.
Me too. Hello.
Yes. Also, they're not sponsoring or anything, but if you guys don't like the therapist in your area, you can get sliding income payment of a therapist online at betterhelp.com. That's what I used. Available internationally, multiple languages. Highly recommend therapists because yes. I try and compartmentalize. I used to be very uptight. I had a plan and that plan better be followed. And it's just lately that I don't stress as much anymore and just
realize. That's good. Congratulations.
It's been a while. It's been more than 10 years, definitely. Even in high school, I was like, ugh. But I've gotten to the point where, like, okay, if I did make this financial mistake in my business, it's okay. It's a learning experience right now. I can cover that financial mistake, even if it's, you know, little payments each month. And so I'm actually sitting at that situation right now, and I'm just became very happy that, you know, I'm handling this so well. And so that biggest leap was learning how to let go. And I honestly have no clue how to get you guys to that point, which is why I recommend a therapist, because they're like magical unicorns. But I would say that's my big leap now, is just being like, okay, you messed up. It has ramifications financially, but you're going to be all right. Everyone's going to be all right. So does that make sense as a leap? I mean, usually it means
no. That makes perfect action. I think I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm not going to mention no names because they're watching. I was talking to someone the other day about letting things go, and the individual came back telling me how wonderful it was to understand that, to let things go, not to hold on it. Sometimes the best things we can do is to let things go. You know, we can't grasp or we can't reach for something different if our hands are already full of something else.
Yeah, and that's the one thing too. Like, technically my marriage was a failure, but I consider it a very big success that I left and divorced him. So is that a failure? Is that a success? I think it's a success, honestly.
Absolutely,
it's a success. Like 2 years to get to that point, so it took a while. I had to, you know, fix things, put my brain in a cast essentially, so it can heal.
you're like all of us, Kari. You're like all of us. We all have things we work through. We have to work through. And I'm listening to your story. And a lot of times we want to become an entrepreneur, but we don't want to work through those things that will help us succeed. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned everybody wants the success story, but they don't want the story part. They just want the success. Yeah. It's called a success story for a reason, because before you can get to the success, really, it should be a story of success, because before you even see any success, you got to deal with the story. The story of how you have to get up early in the morning and take your kids to daycare. The story of you wondering how you're going to get to work. The story of dealing with people on a job who don't like you. The story of dealing with being unappreciated. The story of being unsure with who you are as an individual. The story of anxiety that you may feel in everyday life. Before you see the success, There's always the story.
There's always the hits.
Absolutely. Before we get there. So those leaps are important. Those leaps are important. And one of the biggest ones you mentioned is letting go. We cannot feel our hands full of our future if we're so busy holding on to what we have now. We just cannot do that. Let me ask you something. Rookie, I'm enjoying this conversation. My God, the chat is blowing up. Guys, I can't answer everybody.
No, I know. I'm trying to keep up with it, and I'm like looking, and I can't. I'm distracted.
I know, me like squirrel. I'm doing that right about now. But I'm so glad everybody's engaging in. It just tells me that everybody loves your story, and I knew they would, and I told you that. So let me ask you this. So do you have any regrets making any of these leaps?
Oh, man. No. So most of the leaps I made were up whenever I made those leaps, because I asked myself, I looked at my situation, and I was like, okay, this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. If I continue to stay in this job, in this marriage, whatever, this is what I think it'll be in 5 years.
Oh,
and
man.
Then in 10 years, and then in 20 years. But if I make the change, if I make the leap, this is what my life could be in 5 years, 20 years. And the could be was better than the what it would be. So, that's a great thing to ask yourself if you're like making a change, but you're scared, even if you really hate the situation you're in and you're really excited about the new one, but you're just scared. What's your future like if you stay? What's your future like if you jump on, that next level? So your leaps usually take you up. So that's my personal contribution to decision making. It's better than flipping a coin.
And don't, in other words, what I hear is don't leave it up to chance. If none of us can predict the future, but we can change it.
Mm-hmm. And none we can see what it's going to be if it stays. If that looks better and that's what you prefer to the potential of the other one. Okay, let me clarify a little bit. So you can go into each of those potential futures, and some people focus on the positive, some will focus on the negative. Why don't you go in depth on both? Like the potential future you're on now, if you stay that path, what's the best thing that can happen and what's the worst thing that can happen? 5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, wow.
And then do that same if you've made that change. What's the best thing that can happen and what's the worst thing that can happen? Think about it both. Like don't just, I'm flighty and want to do this because I might be able to make whatever. No, maybe you'll make 100,000. Maybe you'll have a failed business.
Right.
And I've had a failed business. I completely and totally failed. And that led me to where I am now. I mean, that's how I learned the pitfalls that I'm teaching other people to avoid. So you just have to be okay and understand that. I mean, no life's going to be perfect. You can't have a perfect, maybe someone can. Anyway. Yeah, you're going to have issues, okay? I mean, if you start out, like, finger painting and we're like, oh, man, I can't, like, paint the ceiling at the Vatican.
Right.
I might as well quit. This is awful. Come on. Everyone's got to suck the first time.
You're talking my language right there, because that is exactly how I feel. Like, just because I learned this. Everyone is going to have a different start. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to have a different start. Someone may start in the middle. Someone may start closer to the end of their journey. And someone may have to start at the very beginning. Everyone is going to have a different start. But just because our start is different than someone else doesn't mean we shouldn't start.
Mm-hmm. And then you get into I know we talked earlier about what I'd really like to do is help, other domestic violence survivors start their own business for free, charge the people who can pay and then help the ones that can't for free. And that's because I had a very fortunate start when it came to that. Like I said, my family took me in. They gave me a place to live. They helped me financially. They helped me mentally and emotionally. I mean, that kind of support is insane. And I'm very, very lucky that I got that. But a lot of people aren't. And I...
You're right.
people call it a charity, but it's not a charity. It's a handout to help them pull themselves up, which they could do if they had the kind of support I had. And so that's the ultimate goal, is to become that support to someone who doesn't have it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So make the starting point similar, instead of, you know, all the way back here. Well, someone else is up here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I've learned the best way to help ourselves sometimes is to help someone else. And I'm going to throw this reference out there. Many people, whether you read the Bible or not, but we all know about David and Goliath, right? So David killed Goliath, right? It's all about this story about this guy named David, this guy named David who kills this giant named Goliath, right? But prior to him killing Goliath, he wasn't even there with those guys. He was somewhere else. So he goes where they are. He kills Goliath. He doesn't even know about Goliath. He has no idea who Goliath is. He goes and kills Goliath for the army. He kills somebody else's problem. He kills somebody else's problem, but he still got credit for the kill. So when we help someone else with their problem, you still get credit for the kill.
No. Look, okay. It's hard pulling yourself out.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I was reading a lot of books about, you know, why does he do this, which is a great book. If you think someone is in a situation like that, it'll help you like identify why they do it, what it is, how to
correct.
And one of the things is he discussed how in divorce cases, when it gets nasty, why the woman is always kind of like, well, woman, the domestic violence victim is always kind of falling apart. And, you know, he's saying, oh, she's mentally ill, which a lot of us are, because traumatic events for the long term do that. So he's fine. And he's got most often the finances. And he's saying, oh, look, she's crazy. She's been in the psych ward 2 times. And that's because of what he did to her. So she's starting, like, I'm using the word she for the domestic violence just because it makes sense to me. It, you know, clarifies it can be one or the other.
Right.
So he's starting right here. Finances, mental stability, emotional stability. And she's way back here. And most of the time she's taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Not financially stable. Still recovering from all these things he put her through.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
come on.
Has physical symptoms. And it's just not even. And so I don't know where I was going with this, but I got very passionate about it because
I can tell. But you know what? We like that because you are a passionate person. That's one reason, you know, we were able to connect. Let me ask you this real quick. I'm gonna get ready to wrap up, guys. I know. We can't talk all night, guys. Listen. What is some advice that you can provide to someone listening and watching, because some people will go back and watch this. They'll go back and listen. Guys, I'm going to leave this on my Facebook page for, what's today, Thursday. I'm going to leave it on there until Sunday. So if you want to go back and watch it, you can. If you want to go back and listen to it after that. Erica says I can talk all day. And Erica, I'll get a hold of you, Erica. I'll get a hold of you.
Well, I told him to cut me off if I start rambling, and look, he just lets me go.
Well, I told him I told her I rambled too, so there you go. Erica knows. So what is some advice that you can provide to someone listening and watching who says they're interested in entrepreneurship and maybe a bit afraid to leap? What's some advice that you can provide, and what is it that you want to do for people? My wife just dinged in. He really can. You know, Nicole, you did not have to chime in. You know,
I miss Nicole.
You really didn't have to chime in, Nicole.
Oh man, so it's gonna be scary. Everything is big. Your dreams will scare you. I mean, it's kind of like typical to say that, but if you're not scared, then you probably could have already achieved it.
Oh, wow.
Which is why it didn't scare you. Yeah, you're going to be scared. It's normal. Do that, you know, a visualization exercise where if you stay where you are now, 5, 10, 15 years, best and worst, what could happen? Same thing for if you made the change. And then be ready to fully commit. You can't have one foot in, one foot. I'm trying really hard not to cuss right now because usually I like dropping swear words all the time. So one foot in, one foot out. It's not going to work. You cannot be half there for your job, half there for your business.
Mm.
You can start your business while working at your job, but with the understanding that you're going to go full-time entrepreneur eventually, and everything you do has to lead up to that. Have a blueprint to follow. Have basic steps, but understand that, you know, just because someone says you shouldn't eat rice, you can keep eating rice. It's a trope. I'm stuck on it because someone told me that. So what I like to do is I give them an actionable blueprint. I give people who want to become entrepreneurs, single parents in corporate America, typically, a blueprint. Like, here are your options. You have three options when forming your business entity. Here's the best reason and the worst reason why to pick this option. And you have to think about you, your situation, your business, and pick what's best for you. Because what works for me won't work for you.
Hmm.
That's the way it is. We offer different services. So, or, you know, someone's drop shipping or selling t-shirts on, I don't know, Etsy. yeah. So these are your options. I'll help you get on that path, avoid the pitfalls, avoid the money dumps, essentially, that really aren't necessary when what you need to focus on is sales, revenue, profit. So keep those three things in mind when you're starting. Happy to offer you guys 10 free calls, 20 to 30 minutes, no pitching, no sales. I won't do any of that. If you guys want to make that leap to become an entrepreneur, I'll get you that actionable blueprint customized for you and your business. If you still want to work with me, great. We can get on a different call and talk about it. But this first call, I want to give you value for your business.
Do me a favor. All right. So we got people who are going to be interested in this because you really kind of cracked the egg a little bit with entrepreneurship. It kind of seems like it's a big egg. It's scary. It has this huge light outer shell. Then it has this all messy yolk stuff on the inside. And you kind of gave it a little hard boil. You gave it some substance. You gave it some texture to it. That, oh, maybe that's not as hard as I thought it might be. If they want to get in contact with you, and I'm sure they want to get in contact with you, what's your website?
So my website, I will type it, actually.
All right, she's going to type it in the chat, guys. Yeah. This is great stuff while she's typing that. And just something to sum up some of the points. One of the things that stuck out to me, guys, everybody starts someplace differently. We don't all start the same place. We don't all start at the same speed. But you can... If you can never pick up the pace or set your own pace if you do not have a speed at all. So she just gave it here. I'm going to go ahead and throw it in chat.
Yeah, I think I put it in the private chat.
You did. You're good. You know the good thing about that private chat?
It's private.
I can do that right there. Look at that. I can take it and I can put it, make it public, and I can show it. Look at that.
So it's definitely, it's going to ask you a few questions. You have to fill out a form. That's so I can customize the blueprint. So make sure that you fill out that form or you won't get that talk. So
good. Guys, yeah. Carol, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, thank you. He is the most awesome person to talk to. And afterwards you feel like you're so hyped up and can take on the world. So
I got a couple people on here that say that, but I said, I don't know. I just run my mouth. My wife says the same thing, but my wife is pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, she married you, so no returns.
Well, I lucked out on that one, buddy. Trust me, I lucked out there all the way. Yeah. I bet you I get it. But guys, I'm gonna leave up the information. Kara's an absolutely amazing individual to talk to. Listening to your story, listening to everything you've had to face. Your story is no longer after today. Listen to me. After today, your story is no longer a whisper. Wow. You are no longer just an afterthought. in someone's mind. You are no longer just a whisper in the room waiting to be heard. We hear you. We hear you. Yeah, you could hang your hat on that. You could kick your boots off to it. We hear you. After the day, you can no longer be silent. You can no longer be the same. Your voice has been heard around the world. Your story has been heard. And guess what? You're not a whisper anymore.
And honestly, anyone who has been silently suffering domestic violence, I've been there. I get it. It sucks. I'm happy and smiling right now, but it was a solid couple years where it was not. It was the ugly cries and the can't breathe and the can't get out of bed to wash your hair, and it's been 3 days and you're still wearing clothes that you've had on for 6 days. I mean, it's the nasty. It's the hard. It's the hopeless. I get it. And I hear you, and I want you to know that there is a way out. And I know it's really hard to, in the moment, understand this. And everyone says it, that it gets better. But one day you're like, oh, I have feelings again. I can feel something besides despair. So that's, yeah.
Yay! Guys, come on. You give it up for Kara, guys. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up in chat, everybody. Give it up for her. Absolutely. We thank you for your bravery. We thank you for your courage to share your story with us and to share a piece of your life with us. So we really, really thank you for that. Look at everybody around here saying thank you. Amazing story. So inspiring. Look at you. Hand claps. Love all through the chair. Look at that girl. I know you see it. All that love is for you. It's for you. This is why TMG is here. I people ask me why did I start a podcast. I didn't want to be famous. They want to be famous. I want to be able to bring a voice to people who didn't have one. I want to be able to bring a voice to individuals who were quieted, because I lived a life where I felt my voice was gone. It was stripped away. And I didn't want anyone else to feel that way and to feel to suffer silently. You're not suffering silently anymore. Guys, listen, you know how we got to get out of here. Give it up, Lars, for Kara for being here today. Woo, 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 Kara! Thank you. Guys, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. But before we get out of here, you know how we got to do it, the TMG style. You know how we got to do it, guys. Thank you so much to our very special guest for being here, guys. And thank you for all of you for watching and for listening. Listen, guys, it has been an amazing time. You can go back and watch this show. I'll leave it up on the Facebook page. Travis Patton, senior, guys, until Sunday. Don't forget, guys, do what I ask you to do and visit those sponsors. I'm going to leave the link in the chat. Click the link so they'll know that you came through TMG. Guys, you can stream in each week right here, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Thursday, 4 p.m., and listen to the show right here. Guys, or you can stream in on your favorite streaming podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and so many more. And before we get out of here, guys, we want to thank our special guest one more time. And as always, before I get out of here, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.